Today marks the start of UNC's week of welcome ahead of the first day of classes on campus this Monday. Events include a new student convocation at the Smith Center Sunday at 5 p.m. with Fall Fest immediately afterward, plus Chapel Hill's annual Good Neighbor Initiative today and tomorrow, annual event with volunteers stopping by off-campus houses to welcome students and chat about neighborhood rules. You can get the full schedule of events online at heallife.unc.edu. University officials say this year there are 4,455 new first-year students, plus 939 transfer students, representing 95 North Carolina counties, 48 states, and 85 different countries. About one in five will be the first in their families to earn a four-year degree. If you're an incoming UNC student looking to get around town, head to our website, chapelboro.com, for info about the Chapel Hill Transit System as we head into the fall semester. Now down to Pittsboro, where Town Hall is closed for the rest of the week after staff shortages caused by COVID-19. Pittsboro Mayor Cindy Perry discussed that on 97.9 The Hill.
COVID has hit us hard, and as you know, we are a small town. And our customer service representative that takes care of the water bills and does a lot of the telephone rerouting and all kinds of customer service needs is out, and so are some other members of the staff. And so the manager thought it was a good idea just to close the town hall this week and let us hopefully catch up and not have other people catch COVID. It's a compassionate move, and you know, if there's a true emergency, it can be dealt with.
Also in Pittsboro this week, town manager Chris Kennedy announced he's stepping down to spend more time with his family. The town board accepted Kennedy's resignation on Monday. Once again on that, Mayor Cindy Perry.
It's with great sadness, actually, that the board accepted his resignation. Chris Kennedy has been with us 2 years and just doing a terrific job for us the last 2 years. So he gave a 30-day notice last night, but with the option to carry some of the things that he has been dealing with for us, almost exclusively making the entreaties to the town of Sanford for the merger of our utilities, and also coming in the home stretch on beginning to get bids taken for the wastewater treatment pipeline to go down to Sanford as well. So there's a lot coming up, and as we try to take over those kinds of negotiations with whomever will be the interim manager.
That's Pittsboro Mayor Cindy Perry speaking there. Over to Carrboro now, where town officials say construction is about to get underway on the 203 South Greensboro project, future home of an Orange County Library branch, plus town and county offices and WCOM radio. Once work is underway, construction is expected to last for 19 months. Town of Carrboro recently got recognized by the ETC Institute after a recent community survey showed high levels of resident satisfaction with government services, particularly when it comes to diversity and accessibility. Carrboro and Hillsboro were two of just 18 towns nationwide to receive that honor. Here's Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles on that.
Listeners may remember that several months ago we completed our biennial resident survey, which asks Carrboro residents about their satisfaction with all kinds of municipal services in Carrboro, from public works to policing to parks and recreation and everything in between. And we found, as was reported several months ago, the results of that survey that, you know, we had really high marks across the board for town services. And what this award is basically showing us is that not only do we have high marks across the board, that they were really high marks in comparison to communities all over the country. So Carrboro scored really well in terms of resident satisfaction with town services. So really proud to see that, and especially proud of our town staff and all of our town departments, because they're the ones who are actually being judged by the residents in these surveys, the work that they're doing every day. So congratulations to the staff. I was on a Zoom meeting this morning with the town manager, and he showed me the award itself, and he looked like he had a little trouble lifting it. It was so heavy. So he's a pretty proud guy about it, too.
That's Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles there. You can get the full conversation in the News on the Hill section of our website, chapelboro.com. And head to Chapel Borough for more local news, including details about how you can apply to be the town of Chapel Hill's next Poet Laureate. Applications being accepted now through September 8th. It is time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Olmaz Jewelers. Looking just a couple weeks away from the start of the UNC football season, 2 weeks and 2 days out, to be exact. Tar Heels in the midst of their second week of preseason practice, and coaches say they are already seeing big improvements from last year. With a closer look at Tar Heel football, here's 97.9 The Hills, Michael Coe.
It's no secret that this year's UNC football team is lacking the star power of recent seasons. Sam Howell, Javonte Williams, De'Ami Brown, and others are all now in the NFL, leaving the Tar Heels with fresh, unproven faces at nearly every position. Head coach Mack Brown had plenty to talk about following the Tar Heels' first intra-squad scrimmage of the fall season last weekend. While the injury to receiver Antoine Green, which will keep him out for at least 6 weeks, was no doubt a disappointment, Brown said there was still plenty to like from the scrimmage.
I like the team. I like where we are. We got a lot of things we've got to fix. Defense only had one penalty on Saturday. Offense had too many penalties. But one guy had two penalties and the other guy had three penalties. So we slid them down the depth chart and told them, you played hard, but you didn't play good. We're not having penalties anymore. So we're not going to put up with that many penalties per game. So we're working really, really hard in leadership and toughness and accountability and playing the game.
Leadership in particular is a talking point being emphasized throughout fall camp. With so much uncertainty as to the day one starters, Brown said he has looked for leadership qualities in the roster to make his decisions easier.
So we've got a lot of unsettled questions right now about who's going to play. And we're trying to find the guys that play hard every day. Can't say I had a bad day. Then you lose the game. Can't say my bad. We know it's your bad. So play.
Assistant head coach for defense Gene Chizik, one of numerous additions to Brown's coaching staff, came to Chapel Hill with an intention of removing gray areas within his unit. Since practice began in late July, Chizik said leaders such as linebackers Cedric Gray and Power Eccles have helped him work toward achieving that goal.
I think our leaders have been great. They're great sounding boards. I listen to the players. What do you understand? What do you not understand? I need to teach you. My job, our jobs, is to teach you, and we have to remove the gray. What do you not understand? And that's how we communicate. And so, you know, removing the gray is huge because the leaders of the defense will come up to me immediately and say, Coach, I think we're not real clear on this, or we're not real clear on that, and then we can clear it up, right? So I think they all kind of intertwine and, you know, mix together.
Brown agreed with Chizik's sentiment. And while the team still has yet to hit the turf at Keenan Stadium, he said the Tar Heels have checked the boxes of accountability and playing hard.
I really like the leadership so far. We haven't played, but every day in the spring they practiced hard, and that wasn't the case last year. And they've competed the 8 practices we've had, and they're not pouting, they're not griping, they're competing.
While the days of being ranked in the preseason top 10 seem like ancient history, Brown's optimism for 2022 is hard to miss. He has consistently lauded the team's loaded freshman class and the current group's chemistry. If the Tar Heels can put the disappointment of last fall behind them, better days could be on the horizon. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.
Elsewhere, big congratulations to 9 members of the Tar Heel gymnastics team who've all been named Scholastic All-Americans by the Women's Collegiate Gymnastics Association. Honorees are Elizabeth Colton, Bri Greenlow, Julia Noer, Allison Lanasa, Juliana Love, Bella Miller, Sophie Silverstein, Shaylin St. Bryce, and Emery Summey. Congratulations to Colton, Love, and St. Bryce especially. They earned Scholastic All-American status for the 3rd straight year. To be a Scholastic All-American, you need a 3.5 overall GPA for your college career or a 3.5 for the past academic year. And in baseball, the Durham Bulls nearly blew a 6-run lead but hung on to beat the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp last night 10-9. Game 3 of that series is tonight in the DBAT. First pitch is 6:35.